Live from New York City.
New York City.
In New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Broadcasting around the world, you're listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast with Cashwain Campbell. He's a top real estate broker, investor, and author. It's real estate coaching for you. We interview some of the top leaders in our industry. Here is Cashwain. Cashwain.
Hey guys, thank you for checking out episode 5 of the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Cashwain Campbell. Thank you guys for listening. Also, make sure you share the podcast on all your social media platforms that you are using, Instagram, Facebook, etc. You know, let people know that you like the podcast. Let people know that it's out there. It's the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. I'm excited. Every morning I wake up, there's someone with a message saying I was listening to the podcast. Usually I'll get a text or I'll get an Instagram message from someone saying, hey, listen, I was checking out the podcast. You sound amazing. The information was great. So thank you guys for always, you know, supporting what I'm doing, really from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys for supporting. So on today's episode, I'm going to be going over the difference between co-op and condominium. So this is going to be an exciting episode because I get this question a lot. What's the difference between co-op and condominium? So agents, I'm speaking to my new real estate agents, my experienced real estate agents, also buyers and sellers who are listening to the podcast right now. It's really important that you tune in to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. So let's jump right in. Co-op. First and foremost, co-op stands for cooperative, all right? And it's very important for you to understand when you are buying a co-op, you're not actually buying the unit. You are buying stocks into the corporation that actually owns the units. Co-ops are fairly popular here in New York because during the late 80s, a lot of the buildings that are co-ops today were actually apartments. And then what they did was they converted those apartments into co-ops. Okay, so that's why we have a lot of co-ops here in New York. All right. So when you buy a co-op, you're getting what's called a proprietary lease. Keep that in mind. So you're not actually buying the unit itself. You're buying stocks into the corporation that actually owns the unit. So at closing, they give you a stock certificate because you don't actually own it. Again, you are buying stocks into the corporation that owns the units. When buying a co-op, very important, you have to make sure you take a look at the financials. Okay, if the financials are not in good standing, most likely the bank will not give you a loan for that co-op, all right? Because there's what's called an underlying mortgage. They actually take out a mortgage to build the condominium units, okay? And if that mortgage is in default, a bank will not give you a loan. And most likely, if the underlying mortgage, if they're in default with that underlying mortgage, they can actually foreclose on all the units in that building. It's very rare, but things like this do happen. It's things to keep in mind. This is really just for you to learn about what co-ops are. So not to scare anyone, okay? Co-ops usually require about 10 to 20% down. Keep that in mind, 10 to 20% down. When you are buying a co-op, when you get an accepted offer, you fill out an application. You have to go through an application process. Then once your application goes in, you have to go through a board interview where you go and meet the board and they see if you are a great candidate for their building or not. Okay. So with a co-op, you're going to have a maintenance fee. Keep that in mind. Okay. So now let's move on to condominium. Condominiums are bigger in markets like Florida. Okay. Here in New York, you have condominiums, but they're not pretty much as abundant as places like Florida, places like that. So, and they're more expensive, I find, here in New York. They're, you know, the ones that are here, like in Queens, they're kind of expensive. They're a tad bit on the expensive side. All right. Condominium is considered real property, just like a residential house. So they're considered real property. So it's just like buying a house, you know, in a regular residential neighborhood. You get a deed, because remember, with the co-op, you're getting what's called a proprietary lease. With the condo, you are getting a deed. That's what you get for residential property. So with condominiums, you can go as low as 3.5% down. Because remember, with co-op, you can only go 10 to 20% down. With condominiums, they allow you to go FHA as low as 3.5% down. So with condominiums, what are your fees? You have a condominium fee. You also have property taxes because a condominium is considered real property. Keep that in mind. All right. And then you also have maybe a homeowners association who, you know, oversees the actual condominiums. All right. So with a co-op, you have a board. All right. So keep that in mind. So, guys, this is the difference between co-ops and condos, real short and sweet. This episode is actually shorter than all the other episodes, but as long as you get the information, I think that's good. And I want to thank you guys for really supporting this podcast. Again, make sure you share it to all your social media platforms. Let individuals know about the podcast. I'm excited to have you guys, you know, as my listeners. So I was actually talking to my four-year-old daughter the other day, and she's now thinking about becoming a YouTuber, all right? She's trying to start her own YouTube page. I'm trying to tell her she's too young, so she's trying to follow in Daddy's footsteps. I'm not sure if you guys saw the other day on Instagram. I was with her, and she's on her little iPad, and every video I put up, her mom put a notification on her phone, so every video I put up shows up on her iPad, and it's just amazing, right, to see the little ones and, you know, to have a little one and your little one is looking to follow in your footsteps. So that's amazing. I'm excited about that. And I hope you guys are having, you know, a great week, great month. Whenever you're listening to this, I hope blessings follow you. All right. Thank you guys for taking a listen. Thank you guys for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast. Remember, check me out, social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, Cash Wayne Campbell Team on Facebook. Make sure you like my page. Also, follow me on Instagram. Thank you guys for checking out the podcast tonight. Have a billion-dollar day. I'll definitely see you guys at the bank and definitely on the beaches of the world. Enjoy.
To find out more on how you can get started in real estate, call 516-998-3099. And email all your questions and ideas for future podcasts to email cash with a K at cashwaynecampbell.com. Check out the links in the description to connect with Cash Wayne on social media. Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Podcast.